Turkish elections are still a question mark for Christians. Uganda's peace talks are moving forward, hope dawns, and a ministry escapes massive flooding in the United Kingdom. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pressing challenges face Turkey's ruling AK Party after its win in parliamentary elections earlier this week. Christians will still be at risk, says Johan Kandalin with the World Evangelical Alliance's Religious Liberty Commission.
It's probably the best party in power for the Christian minority, because the other option would be the nationalistic party, and they are much more anti-religious and pro-nationalistic than the ruling party. So we are not choosing between good and bad, but between bad and even worse here.
Constitutionally, religious freedom is guaranteed, but not socially. Kandalin doesn't believe there will be any changes for Christians until Turkish leaders begin acknowledging Christians are Turkish citizens too.
As long as you have this disinformation propaganda that all the Christians are paid from abroad to split the Turkish nation, as long as you have that in the media, you will surely have fanatics who will commit aggressive actions.
Next, peace talks in Uganda have somewhat improved in the lives of northern Ugandans, but there's still fear of renewed conflict. That's why they have to work fast, says World Gospel Mission's John Mayo.
We really feel like this is the harvest time in Uganda. We're seeing peace, and there is freedom to move about the country like we've never had before. And the government has been very supportive of Christian organizations and spreading the gospel.
World Gospel Mission has 8 training centers and have identified 6 more strategic locations for new ones. But Mayo says the demand is far outpacing their ability to supply new teachers.
This year, intentionally, we decided to scale our program back a little bit to only having about 12 pastors in each training so that we could really develop relationships better with them and do a better job of discipling and mentoring them through this program.
Mayo says some believers have been waiting for 5 years. If you can help, go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Not since 1947 has England seen such flooding. Much of central England is underwater, and the British government's looking at a domestic emergency. Greater Europe Mission says their camp ministry is on high ground and remains unaffected by the floodwaters. The missionary family also reports their home also escaped damage. Pray for the thousands who are homeless. Pray also for the testimony of believers who are responding to this emergency. Meanwhile, the HIV/AIDS pandemic continues to decimate whole generations. According to the World Health Organization, 11,000 people contract the deadly virus every day. Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says they're responding with a scripture-based curriculum geared specifically for elementary-age children.
Christian schools can't turn our backs on this. We must be at the forefront even to provide a curriculum that really makes sense from a whole child perspective, from a whole human perspective, body, soul, and spirit.
Called Hope for Today's Generation, it will directly impact more than 5 million children and their families. It's also been well received, so well, Dielman says they're expanding their coverage.
Our goal is to translate it into French when the second edition is finished in early 08, and then will be available in Francophone Africa as well. So this is how we really want to address this.
And finally, a pastor, author, and former radio broadcaster has gone home to be with the Lord. Ray Ortland died July 22nd at the age of 84 from pulmonary fibrosis. 2 public memorial services are planned for July 27th and 28th. In an email, family members expressed their sorrow mixed with joy, announcing the homegoing of their father and hero, who served most recently with his wife Ann through Revival Ministries, the work they founded. In lieu of flowers, gifts can be made to Renewal Ministries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.